Okay, team, you know the scene. Students are slouched in their seats, staring at the clock, dreading another chapter of a 300-page book. But what if we could transform that experience into something memorable, fun, and interactive? What if we could make the book feel alive for them again? And let's try it on today's show. Welcome to Engaging Reluctant Readers in the Classroom. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Traveling Principal Show. My name is Joe Clausey, and I am your host, where we explore innovative strategies and real-world solutions for today's classroom and teachers and leaders as well. Let's not forget them. Today, we're tackling a familiar challenge for many teachers, and that is engaging students with long-form literature, especially when they're not reading it at home. I recently spoke with a high school teacher in Minnesota who's trying to get their students through a 300-page novel, you guys. And the kids aren't reading it outside of class, so they're doing it in class. The goal, not just to read the book, but to actually connect with it. So let's dive into some dynamic strategies for bringing any book to life in your classroom. So I'm going to go through a couple here really quickly because they're not rocket science, right? And so we're talking about a whole class connection builders. Something to spark this element of curiosity with almost mystery. And so we all love a mystery. Going back to the tipping point I was just listening to from Malcolm Gladwell with regards to Blue's Clues and how it just spawned this epidemic of everyone watching Blue's Clues of a certain age. And so it boiled back to this simple, transparent mystery that could be eventually solved. And so this could be something like, what's the secret one of the characters is hiding if we're talking about a book? Or how will this decision impact everyone else within this storyline? Sprinkle in clues as the story unfolds and build suspense, making each reading session feel like it's uncovering a new piece of this puzzle. Students could feel like they're sort of detectives piecing together the story as we go. You could utilize the pyramid of dramatic structure or literary devices as puzzle pieces that needed to be found if you're looking for, what those questions could revolve around. Another one here that I'm sure we've all tried, alternate endings, right? And so with alternate endings, after each segment, invite some students to predict the next twist or ending. Encourage them to recreate their own versions of the storylines based on clues from the text. So it has to almost make sense, but it can be completely ridiculous at the same time. And so this builds curiosity and gives them a personal stake in the story's outcome. So add maybe a twist or a new piece of information as you go, keeping them on their toes about whether they guessed right. And so you could even keep score or something along these lines. Why not? Another opportunity I don't want to leave out because it's one of my go-tos with regards to my style, and that's interactive classroom discussions revolving around like a mini Socratic seminar. So breaking this book into manageable sections could open up the door for Socratic seminars where students explore character motives or underlying themes without too much context. Ask questions like, why do you think the character made this type of a choice, or what hidden messages could the author be hinting at here? And these discussions allow students to engage, debate, and predict based on their limited knowledge of the text, but fueling a desire to see if there's more theories that hold up as they read more. So essentially, you're asking, why am I having the students read this? And what is the main message that I have for them? Like, what is my purpose behind this? What do I want them to get out of it? So something like that could be an easy connection as well. All right. So when all else fails, try whole class gaming. Okay, so I'm titling this one The Wheel of Fortune. If you want to even go even further and connect it to the title of our script here, let's do a spin of engagement, right? And so for a little extra excitement, turn your class questioning into a game. So create a spinning wheel. There's free ones online. And you can have prompts on the wheel that are like this. Building curiosity. And so if the student spins the wheel and we land on building curiosity, the question could be, what do you think will happen next? Here's some other potential categories that you can put on that wheel. So personal connection. There, a question could be, does any part of this remind you of something from your own life? Which I think is kind of cool. Character perspective. So what's the main character's biggest challenge and why? We can get into protagonists. We can get into supportive roles. Whatever, right? The wheel adds this playful element to the discussion and keeps students engaged as they wait for their turn to spin and share. And so we're gamifying it, right? And we can even add a depth of knowledge to our questioning. And so if we wanted to structure our questions to foster data-driven formative assessments here, you could do it like this. On that wheel, we also have DOK number one. Focus on basic recall questions like, who are the main characters here and what are they doing? Okay, DOK level two. Dive deeper with cause and effects questions such as, why did the character act this way? DOK level three. Explore themes and motives like, what's the big idea emerging here and why is it important? And finally, DOK level four, push students to evaluate actions with questions like, do they agree with the main character's choices here? And what would you have done differently? And so these synthesis type questions really show a level of comprehension in level four type DOK questioning that level one and two do not. And so these types of different questions help cater to students' varying levels of understandings and analytical skills, but making sure each one is reading and meeting the comprehension points where they are, you know, you can really determine that with a DOK one and two, because you'll know if they're reading, you'll know the basics of what they're supposed to be reading about. And so it does kind of scaffold the instruction as you go. So those DOK are additional questions that you could throw into the wheel. So I just wanted to repeat there, you know, if we're talking about this Wheel of Fortune game, you can go around the room, you can spin it, you can put the names on a wheel, you can put the questions on the wheel. You can offer more points for different leveled questions. So perhaps if you land on a DOK level four, it's worth a specific value that if you land on a DOK level one, it is not, right? And so have a little fun with it. There's tons of questions I posted on Substack if you're looking for some more, but gamify that Wheel of Fortune aspect and watch how that increases the engagement of your students. Okay, you guys, here's another one, right? And this is a bit of a Hail Mary, so I'm going to just kind of throw it out there. But what if you kept with that theme of gamifying, but you gamified the entire process? And so let's call it like the book challenge. And so one way to bring some energy to reading through gamification is where students can earn points for creative responses, analysis, and discussion. But it doesn't necessarily have to be as structured as the wheel game. And so think of it like this, right? There's chapter challenges that we can offer. So each chapter gives students challenges to complete, like finding symbols, making predictions, or analyzing character motivations. Another one could be creative missions. So let students create memes or alternate book covers or write diary entries from the character's perspective. Make the story interactive and personal, and watch how you increase the engagement with the creative missions option. Another one is team building discussion points. So if you're dividing the class into small teams, which we always put our students into groups, and often we struggle with what that's like, especially in middle school and in high school. So each focusing on a different aspect like character arcs or plot twists, this gives everybody almost a role or a purpose within the group. And teams earn points for their insights, promoting collaboration and friendly competition, because each of those team members is going to be asked to share what they've come up with regards to whatever their prompt or question or focus point is that they're responsible for. So it holds everybody accountable. It allows this almost micromanaged group type discussion. And of course, since you're offering points, you're holding the students accountable for it, all the while increasing that engagement. And so I do like this whole class gamified. Here's some ways that you could do it. We could divide the class into teams with a specific focus area, right? So if we split the class into teams or groups of like three to four, assign each team a specific focus to work on. So let's say team one is doing character development. Team two is doing plot twists and suspense. Team three, themes and symbolism. Team four, setting and atmosphere. Or if you want to do setting, and let's do like tone. Focus on how the setting influences the mood of the characters as well there. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about with team four. But you're going to set up a point system for insightful contributions. And so during discussion time, each team has a chance to share insights related to their focus area, and points can be awarded for the quality of the insight. So if they're making thoughtful connections and identifying details that are key to the story, they could even provide new perspective, which is nice. Within the team, collaboration points for everyone in the team contributing, right? Evidence from the text, so points for supporting insights in specific quotes or passages from the text being used. So for example, let's say team one character development mentions how a character's choices reflect a deeper fear they're overcoming. They earn points for insight and then share text-based evidence and earn additional points as well. We can throw in a leaderboard, create a simple leaderboard or a digital tool with like Google Slides, and each team's total points are updated weekly or based on their contributions. Incentivize the engagement with small rewards, I would say, as you go. At the end of a unit or a chapter or even a week, the team with the most points might get a small reward, such as extra credit or a choice of the up-and-coming class activity or to direct how we start the following day. But make sure that you rotate these focus areas regularly as well. And so you don't want group one to always have that character development role. We want everything to kind of rotate. And that's important to make sure that you have this well-rounded understanding of the text. Some bonus tips here. You can do this digital collaboration board that's set up on Padlet or a Google Jamboard where students can post reactions, questions, and images as they read. This lets the whole class create a dynamic book wall full of their evolving thoughts, but be careful with your Jamboards or your Padlets, because I do know the history of how students can get down on there. And sometimes if that's not monitored appropriately, like if you don't have Apple Classroom set up so you can see everybody's monitors, et cetera, to be able to pinpoint where specific things are coming from, it makes it a little challenging with regards to classroom management. But another one could be milestone rewards. So if you're setting up like chapter milestones where students level up with small rewards like bonus points or class privileges, keep them motivated and give them something to look forward to, but make them a part of that learning process. Gamify that book challenge and see how that works. And finally, the old English teacher in me has to just remind every teacher to make sure you do some sort of a book recap event, celebrating the journey of the book from beginning to end, because a lot of times that timestamp marks a transition period for a student to be able to go from the mindset and the themes and the settings and the point of views that you're focused on in that book to whatever else you have coming up next a little bit easier. And so I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you really have to sell what they are reading and why that will benefit them in some sort of a way. And you can usually really do that well with a book cap event. So guys, you got to connect the themes to their lives somehow. You got to connect their progress to something that is ultimately driven by them, as it intrinsically benefits their team or score or points earned because they're all into it. But don't give up. I know that. Don't allow yourself to fall prey to this lack of willingness to read books that we may not really need to be reading anymore. And embrace what's in front of you. Find and exploit any motivational growth options, albeit gaming, interactive, anything that's on pace with just getting from one point to the next and showing progress and allowing students to focus on the tasks at hand. They're testing you and they seem to be almost winning, but it's only late fall, you guys. And this is where you can play and plan appropriately, because we got an entire school year that we're working with and you can switch gears. The element of surprise, if you go in with all of this stuff tomorrow, could be magnanimous for you. Moving forward, maybe conduct literary circles or have students consume information differently altogether, as in listening, watching, reading, and interacting with daily at the same time as they do with everything almost when they're not in school, right? We got the iPad, got your computer, you got something going on here and you're on your phone. And so maybe we're just not touching upon these over-stimulating options that are out there to get our points across. Maybe giving student choice to select what they want to read next might work better. What I do know, again, and I will go back to, you cannot give up. I don't know the teacher in Minnesota to be someone who gives up easy. They were trained in the South Bronx, and so I know what they're capable of. And so that's why I'm so eager to give these types of innovative strategies, because I know that they're going to definitely be able to turn things around in there. So there you have it, folks. Strategies to make reading not just an assignment, but an experience. From mystery questions to gamified challenges, these methods help keep students engaged with the material, even when they have to read it in class. So thank you for tuning in to the Traveling Principal Show. My name is Joe Colossi. If you have any questions or want more information on this topic, I can make you resources, etc. Email me at joe@travelprincipal.com. Remember, it's all about meeting students where they are and making learning as dynamic as possible. Until next time, you keep learning and I'll keep exploring the way. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Travel Show.
The Traveling Principal Show.
Principal. Okay, start all over.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you for listening to the Travel Principal Show.
Perfect.